Prabhupada. Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Thank you.
thereafter,
cha,
indeed,
sori,
vasudeva, Bhagavad
Prachodita,
being instructed,
by the
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
His son,
Samadaya, carrying very carefully,
Sa, he,
Sutita,
Vihara,
from the maternity room,
Yada,
when,
by Yegantam,
to go outside,
Yesha,
desire,
Kali,
exactly at that time,
Aja,
the transcendental energy, also never takes birth.
Who?
Yogamaya
is known as Yogamaya.
Ajani,
took birth.
Nandajaya,
from the wife
of Nanda Maharaj. And so after,
exactly
when Vasudev,
being inspired
by the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
was about to take
the newborn child
from the delivery room,
Yogamaya,
the Lord's spiritual energy,
took birth
as the daughter
of the wife
of Maharaj Nanda.
Purpose. Vishnu Chandravati Thakur
says that Krishna appeared simultaneously
as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yasoda, along with the spiritual energy,
yoga.
As the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu, and because Vasudeva was not in the position of pure affection, focused worship his son as Lord Vishnu. Yasoda, however, pleased her son, Krishna, without understanding his godhood. This son of Yasoda, and as the son named by Vishnu and Chakravarti on the authority of Nandasya, Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chirundalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Jena Svayam Rupa Tadamaya Tadaki Swachatoka Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Apatitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sati Gaurava Yogamaya is as good as the Supreme Lord because she does not really take birth, as good as Krishna, who is known as Aja also. Now, in regards to Lord Krishna's appearance in the womb of Devaki, significant categories of personalities were involved. First, a significant personality that is involved is Yoga. This is a loose connection. First category that appeared to be involved is called Shakti Tattva. Shakti Tattva is represented by the personified form of Yogamaya Devi appearing as Subhadra. This is the first appearance of Shakti Tattva. Now, on Friday evening, we discussed how, because the personification of Shakti Tattva, who is Subhadra, appeared simultaneously, but a little later, a few hours later, after Krishna. Therefore, many personalities and many people, and especially in the Vallabha Sampradaya, sometimes find that those who come from the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, and at the same time those who generally come from the state of Gujarat, a lot of those type of devotees here live here. They tend to worship more Devi or Durga Devi. Which is, Durga Devi is a feature of tainted, you could say in one sense, it is tainted through somebody's consciousness that is materialistic. Just at a Friday evening, comes and picked up the world china to destroy, and then Yogamaya Devi transformed into Durga. In other words, the same way as Vishnu transformed into Sadashiva or Shambhu. The example is given in Brahma Samhita of how milk is transformed into curd. Same thing, same situation. Therefore, because the tendency is to be involved in material opulence, and those type of devotees, especially from the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, Prabhupada mentions about Vallabhacharya in the purport in the 10th canto, how he went into detail, Vallabhacharya, of where the Shakti Tattva personified dispersed itself into various places, which we discussed on Friday evening. But here it is very clear that the Shakti Tattva, the personification of Shakti Tattva, it is playing a role for the appearance of Krishna. For the appearance of Krishna in that sense. So therefore, there is also another feature of you could say a category that's personified, which is called Jiva Tattva. And Jiva Tattva is represented by anyone else? In relation to the appearance of Lord Krishna? First, Shakti Tattva appear, Yoga Maya and Subhadra. Right in the very beginning of the 10th canto. And Shajiva Tattva is represented by Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma played a part also because he went on the shore of the ocean of milk, and he requested through meditation to Vishnu, Shiradakshaya Vishnu, in Svetadipa, please appear. Why? Because Bhumi is being harassed. Mother, please appear. That is called a Jiva Tattva. And a part was also played by a category in terms of Vishnu Tattva. Who is that? Come on, Baladev, Lord Balaram. Right. Balaram. Balaram appeared after Yogamaya in this category within the earthly planet. He's always there in Golokaka. But he appeared as an advanced party to prepare for Krishna's coming. He appeared. You are aware that, you know, the six sons of Devaki representing lust, incomplete, madness, illusion, and everything. Devaki had to be, in one sense, purified of that situation because in relation to Kamsa being present. And then the spiritual master comes in the form of Baladev to cleanse the area in the womb of Devaki to prepare for Krishna to enter. So that spiritual master is represented by Baladev. But here in this category, Baladev is also Vishnu Tattva. So therefore, these three personalities, Yogamaya, Brahma, and Baladev, are respectively Shakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and Vishnu Tattva. So they play the part in the appearance of the Supreme Lord. This representation of Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva, and Vishnu Tattva, they do not play these parts in Goloka Vrindavan. They only play these parts to prepare for the coming of Krishna within the material universes. They do not play these parts in Goloka Vrindavan. So it's very clear that Krishna is choreographing or directing everything from Goloka Vrindavan through these three categories of energies for his coming into one of the material universes, and specifically so us on this earthly planet within this universe in Rajmandala, in the district of Mathura. Now, in this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentions that Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he discusses in Harivamsa that Krishna actually has simultaneously appeared as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yasoda. He simultaneously appeared. So us Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we're going to discuss that more in detail today. For us Vaishnavas, Janmasthan, or the appearance of Lord Krishna from Golok into this world, is actually a place in the Mahavan forest. And the specific place in the Mahavan forest is called Gokul. And that is given a name Gokul here. But Krishna directly calls it when he ordered Yogamaya to appear from Golok. Krishna directly calls it Nanda Gokul. It belongs to Nanda Maharaj. And even when you go today to that place in the Mahavan forest, Nandago, very nearby is a place called Ragao, where the place where Srimati Radharani appeared to the Maharaja Vishnu, very near, in the same Mahavan forest area in that area. When you go to this particular place, I went several times, but we also try to avoid going simply because the pandas there are very heavy in the whole of front, like that. The pandas, some pandas means the local priests, so they're very heavy, they demand, they practically take out every rupee that you have in your pocket. And they're very heavy people, in that sense. Because they know this is the actual place. Going to the place, you'll see where Putana was killed, and they'll tell you exactly. When the Lord decided, the Lord is Abhigyanis, is, you know, he's literally independent, even in his appearance. Prabhupada says that that the Lord decided. The Lord decided to leave the maternity room, and there it is called Grihat. The maternity room. The Lord decided to leave the residence of Vasudeva and Devaki in the prison house that he comes. And at this very time, this verse is suggesting to us that Yogamaya took birth as the daughter of Yasoda. By the arrangement of Yogamaya, Vasudev, under the order of the Lord from Goloka Vrindavan, Vasudev was able to leave the prison house and save the child Krishna from the hands of Kamsa. So when Vasudev brought Krishna to the house of Nanda Maharaj, again by the arrangement of Yogamaya, like that, you should know that Yogamaya is the transcendental energy still active. At the same time, an expansion has been born as the baby, a supernova. So by the arrangement of Yogamaya, again, all the time this is happening with the arrangement of Yogamaya. That means by the arrangement of spiritual influence, not by the arrangement of material influence, Mahamaya. Yasoda, as well as everyone else, including Nanda Maharaj, were deeply in Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra means spiritual slumber. It is not ordinary sleep of the material body in the material world. Everything is completely spiritual in the spiritual nature, in the spiritual world. Even sleeping is an act of spirituality. So this is called Yoga Nidra. So there, in one sense, we can say that Vasudev exchange the babies, taking the personified of Yogamaya and Subhadra from Yasoda's lap and placing Krishna there instead. Like that. Then Vasudeva returned to his own place and taken Yogamaya as his daughter in that sense, and he prepared to be a prisoner as before by again the arrangement of Yogamaya. In Mathura. And in Gokula, Nanda Gokula, Mother Yasoda, she could not understand whether she had given birth. But Mother Yasoda could not understand whether she had given birth at all. Therefore, she could not understand that she had given birth. Therefore, she could not understand whether she had given birth to a male or female child. Devaki gives birth to Krishna. But Krishna is the eternal son of Mother Yasoda. But for the sake of Leela, it appears that Krishna appeared to Yasoda simultaneously as he appeared to be taking birth as the son. But Mother Yasoda doesn't understand whether she gives birth. Why? Because she does not really give birth. The child was brought by Vasudeva. So how to, in one sense, reconcile this confusion? When Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur quoted by Srila Prabhupada in Hari Vamsa, it says that Krishna in this particular purport event today, that he simultaneously appeared as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yasoda. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur does not use the word Janma. He does not use the word Janma. He uses the word appearance. So, this is given as an example by Srila Prabhupada, just like the sun appears to take birth in the eastern horizon, right?
You see the sun, it's like taking birth. It's coming up. Like that. But is the sun actually taking birth? No. When the sun disappears in the western horizon, it's like leaving us. It's like leaving us. Prabhupada says, similarly, the appearance and the disappearance of the Lord is like the appearance and disappearance of the sun. Both are beautiful. But it is not taking birth. Although sometimes that word is used, janma. Just like janma, karma, chame, divi. Evam yovitika. So the attachment to the word janma in this verse in Bhagavad Gita is the word divya. Divya means it is not ordinary but transcendental. But for the sake of the leela or the pastime, Krishna has to be sun. And the meaning of the word S-O-N, sun, like daughter, the meaning of sun and like daughter means that, yes, I have to give them. I have to give birth. So that happens to Devaki. But it doesn't actually happen to Mother Yashoda. But still, there is a type of confusion in relation to Mother Yashoda. So we'll discuss that a little bit more now. Sukadeva Goswami says further on, in chapter number 5, that Nanda Maharaj was naturally a very happy and magnanimous. And that is coming to the time of Nandotsava. Nandotsava is the day after Krishna appeared, which for us is Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa. So, before we discuss that part in relation to this, like that, when Vasudeva took the baby child Krishna from the jail of Kamsa to Nanda Gokula, that baby is named after Vasudeva himself. So therefore we can call that baby, for the sake of the explanation now, Vasudev Krishna. There is such a name as Vasudev Krishna. So Vasudev Krishna is being, Vasudev Krishna is being carried by Vasudev to Nanda Gokula. As soon as they enter the Yamuna and cross over, like that, that baby that simultaneously appeared to Yashoda is Yashoda Nandana. It's not Vasudeva Krishna. It's Yashoda Nandana. Now, in cultured circles, in Golok and even in Gokul Vrindavan, Brijbhas life or Brijbhasi life, usually when a male child is there, like that, the mother places the left arm under the child and caresses the child with the right arm. And therefore she is lying on the left side. Lying on the left side. Like that. So at that time, Yashoda Nanda, Shama Sundar, appeared to Madhesa on the left side. Now, Vasudeva Krishna is being carried by Vasudeva to Nanda Gokula. And it is explained here, when he comes, he cannot see Yashoda Nanda, Shama Sundar Krishna. Who does he see? On, you could say, the back portion. The back portion of Mother Yashoda. Because she's on the left side. So the back portion of Mother Yasoda, which baby is lying there? Butler is very quiet and silent. And Mother Yasoda is a yogini. She is in sort of the internal samadhi of spiritual slumber or sleep. So when Vasudev brings Vasudev Krishna, at that time that Vasudev Krishna, when he enters Braj Mandala after crossing Yamuna, he is sort of transforming already as Yasoda Dandana. But another baby is there who is the original Shama Sundar. So there's a Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas, they describe there's a sort of a twin situation. Twins? Twins are there. They appeared simultaneously. The twins appeared simultaneously to Devaki and comes as prison and to Madhyasuddha. So Vasudev cannot see that child because Yasoda is on the left side. And then he sees, yes, I have to exchange this baby. I have to exchange this baby. It means the girl baby, which is Subhadra. So when he brings Vasudev Krishna, he cannot place Vasudev Krishna into that baby and simultaneously pick up. He cannot do that. Because that will wake up Mother Yasoda. Something is happening. He cannot place that like that. So what he does is he comes to Mother Yasoda's side on her left side. Who is already there unseen to Vasudev? Because Vasudev is receiving a baby in the form of Vishnu originally, which transformed into a little baby. So he places that baby, Vasudev Krishna, into that form of Shama Sundar Krishna. So that twin enters that first original twin. And then he goes on the other side and he picks up the girl, baby, and he goes off. Like at first they were twins, but then that, because we know that in the form of Krishna of all incarnations and expansions, all incarnations and expansions are in Krishna, including Srila Prabhupada's Vamana, Varaha, Nishinga, Vishnu, Narayana are all included in Krishna. So that may be it. So at that time, by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, Krishna began to cry. And then Mother Yasoda came out of that Yoga Nidra and said, oh, my son is with me. Where was he all the time? He's with me. Like that. So he appears to take birth, but not exactly as he has taken birth from the womb of Devaki. There's description that Krishna takes birth from the womb of Devaki, but there's no description that Krishna takes birth from the womb of Yasoda, because he's eternally the son of Yasoda. That's for us in Janmashtami, known as Aja, the unborn. Now what happens? Nanda Maharaj was naturally very magnanimous and jubilant when he got the news, oh, Yasoda has a son. Like that. He was so overwhelmed with jubilation that he invited all the Brahmanas to come and please protect my child by invoking Vedic mantras. Like, that is called Nandotsava, which is the midnight after. The next day, the night after, a Janmashtami. And after having these qualified brahmanas recite auspicious
Vedic hymns and mantras, he arranged, in other words, for the so-called Vedic birth ceremony to be celebrated for like a newborn child. Like that. According to the rules and regulations. He also arranged, in one sense, he also arranged for the worship of the demigods and the forefathers. Why? Because Krishna as Nanda Nandana and Yasoda Nandana is not the Supreme Lord enough for them. Devaki and Vasudev didn't arrange for the worship of the demigods and the forefathers. They are worshipping because they feel, oh, by the arrangement of the demigods and the forefathers, we have got such a nice son. This is called Naralila, the human life, in arrangement. So there is something specific to the senses, in that sense. So yet again, Srila Prabhupada quotes Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and he discusses some words called Nandastu Atmaja Utpane Jata Lado Maha Manaha. So these words is this, you get this word Jata Karma. Anyone knows what is that? Jata Karma means the festival of the birth ceremony in relation to the cutting of the umbilical cord. Very interesting. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur discusses the quoted by Srila Prabhupada in his purport. Like that. So, this festival of the birth ceremony and like sort of the cutting of the umbilical cord was not enjoyed by Devaki and Vasudev, but it is done by Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. Like that. So, this Jatakarma ceremony takes place when the umbilical cord connecting the child and the placenta is cut. But Krishna was originally taking birth in the womb of Devaki, and Vasudev brought Krishna to the house of the Maharaj. So where was the chance of this to happen? That umbilical cord in relation to the placenta must have been cut where? In the jail of Kamsa. This is discussed. So in this regard, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he desires to prove with evidence from many scriptures that Krishna actually took birth as the son of Yasoda before the birth of Yamunaya. And therefore he is described, therefore Yogamaya is described as Anuja. Ja means to take birth, Anu means to follow the birth of somebody else as the youngest. So then Prabhupada says, even though there may be doubts about the cutting of the umbilical cord, this is where the proof lies, like that. And even though it is possible that this may not have been done when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, such events still are regarded as sanctuary for the sake of the Leela or the Master.
So Prabhupada gives evidence.
He gives evidence. He said if Krishna appeared as Varahadev from the nostril of Brahma, and therefore Brahma could be described as the father of Varahadev. Prabhupada says something. And there's some other words like karayam asav vidivat. In other words, being overwhelmed with the jubilation of the birth of the son, Nanda Maharaj, then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, like a proper translates like that. He says, he was so overwhelmed with the jubilation of the appearance of his son that he did not really see
whether the umbilical cord was cut or not. You know, in the height of the festivity and jubilation, you could not really see them. But thus, if you perform the ceremony very gorgeously and in great happiness, so therefore, Prabhupada says, according to the opinion of some authorities, Krishna was actually born only as the son of Yashoda, like that. And therefore, Prabhupada says, in any case, without regard for any material understandings, we can accept that Nanda Maharaj's celebration of the ceremony of Krishna's birth was proper. He didn't take away that event of not being given to Devaki and Vasudeva. And therefore that ceremony is well known everywhere as Nandotsava. You don't get Vasudeva, you get only the name Nandotsava. In that sense. Now, we are aware that Krishna did not actually appear to Vasudeva and Devaki originally. Who appeared to him? And Vasudeva and Devaki are looking at this big form of Vishnu, fully with, you know, conch shell, club, discus, forearm. And it's so big. It's so big like that. So you'll find in previous chapters, Devaki is saying, my Lord, you know, you are so big like that. And it's very difficult to hide you. You're too big to be hidden. Because Kamsa is supposed to come to kill you. But we know he cannot kill you because you're so big. But still, you know, I'm a mother. How can I take care of you when you're so big like that? I'm a mother. So therefore, you shouldn't be so big. You please transform yourself into a little child so I can take care of you. Now that consciousness of Devaki is actually the consciousness of Yashoda. From Madhurya form of Yashoda into the expanded form of Devaki of Aishwarya. They are one personality in two forms. Like that. But Yashoda cannot tell Vishnu, oh, why you appear to me? You're not my son. Because Vishnu is not Yashoda's son. Who is Yashoda's son? Shama Sundara Krishna. So to prove to Brahmana that when he went to Satyadeva, that look, my Lord, you have to appear again. To prove to Brahma and to prove to the living entities, the Jiva Tattvas, those on the category of Jiva, to prove that I am appearing, Vishnu had to appear. Prove that Lord Brahma's prayers and the promise of Vishnu to Brahma is true. But Vishnu cannot appear to Yashoda. So that Vishnu on the lion form appeared to Devaki. And she can beg the Lord, please, you're too big. You know, you're not a child. We cannot hide you. You please transform yourself into a child. And when Vishnu transformed into a little baby Krishna, because Vishnu is never a baby. Vishnu is never ever a baby. He cannot transform into a baby. That's only Krishna. Like that. So on Monday evening we'll discuss further why that happens. And Monday evening we'll also discuss further. Many people believe that Krishna comes from Vishnu and Narayan. And Vishnu and Narayan is original. The whole of India believes that. All of India believes that. So we'll discuss that further on Monday evening. That is not the case. We almost time. We'll leave a few minutes. We can keep open questions. Is that okay? A few minutes for questions. Any questions?
Daughter is Yoga, is worshipped as Durga.
Repeat what he's saying so that everyone can know what he's inquiring about. So, Prabhupada is saying that the daughter of Mother Yasoda is an extension of Yoga Maya, and her name is Subhadra. And that name, Subhadra, comes from the original blessing and protection of Krishna in Gaur Vrindavan to Yoga Maya, who is the Lord's transcendental energy, telling Yoga Maya, Subhi. Subhi. So Subhi means always, or most, and there means Bhadra. So Subhadra. So that benediction is given by Krishna in Gaur Vrindavan before Yoga Maya descends into this material universe. Because in the material universes, before the Lord appears, there is no Yoga Maya. There's only Mahamaya. So Yoga Maya has to come. The spiritual energy has to have the influence for that. So he's asking, he's beginning a question which you'll complete now. That Subhadra is the daughter of Mother Yasoda. At the same time, she's an expansion of Yoga Maya that still exists for the sake of the past. Because the past is under the influence of the spiritual energy that is Yoga Maya. But an expansion appears as Subhadra, the daughter of Yasoda, by the desire of Yoga Maya. She wanted that. I explained this in detail on Friday evening. You were there? Or you wasn't there? So, if you were there, then you wouldn't have asked this question today. I explained in detail like that, how Subhadra, when she is touched by the hands of Kamsa to be killed, she slips up, and because she enters into the consciousness of being touched by Kamsa, she transforms into Durga. And she goes into mid-air with complete weapons and 8 arms. You know? Weapons and arms and so forth like that. So because she slips through the consciousness of Kamsa, that Yoga Maya now becomes Durga Devi, which is Mahamaya. And then she disperses herself into various places. And after she disperses an expansion in various places, as Bhadrakali, Chandi, so on like that, then she goes and she performs austerities in the Vindhyachala mountains. And why she performs austerities in the Vindhyachala mountains, she becomes known as Vindhyachala Vasi. And that is the form that is worshipped, especially by the ladies in Gujarat. You'll notice, right? Vindhyachala. That is the form that is especially worshipped. So later on, after performing austerities, when it was due time for her to now again enter as the Yoga Maya principle, then she enters into Dwarka. So therefore, at that time, we don't know what her pastime is. So she's a young girl in Dwarka. So therefore, that's a younger sister of Krishna. So therefore, when people cannot give up the worship of Vindhyachala Vasini or Durga, known as Devi, like that, like especially for the state of Gujarat, when they become devotees like us, a devotee of an ISKCON, like that, they still cannot give that up. So what we recommend? We recommend you worship Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So when you worship Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, you are not worshipping Vindhyachala Vasini, who is a form of Durga. Because Durga is always alone. Durga is always alone. But Subhadra is never alone. Subhadra is never alone. Subhadra is with Baladev and Krishna in the form of Jagat. So we tell them, you're not giving up the worship of Vindhyachala Vasini. It's just that you're worshipping Durga in an original form as Subhadra. And therefore Durga is an extension. So go to the origin of Durga, which is Subhadra. So they feel very nice. Oh, we are still worshipping Vindhyachala Vasini, but now in relationship to Baladeva and Krishna as Subhadra. So they worship him. And therefore you'll find sometimes when we have Rath Yatra, especially in the state of Gujarat, like that, you'll find that the ladies, they like to sit on the chariot. Because they want to be what? Subhadra. But actually the Rath Yatra is meant to pull the ropes where we take Subhadra, Baladev and Krishna back to Vrindavan. But they prefer sometimes, you find sometimes the seating for ladies and like that. You have to be a Rath Yatra, all the Gujarati ladies, they go on the chariot in the back. They want to be with Subhadra. So there is a place to worship Vindhyachala Vasini in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It is Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra. And Subhadra is the original form. You know, coming with Vasudev to work to Mathura, and then when she touches Kamsa, she becomes Durga. And she touches the Kamsa, she becomes Durga. We just think a little bit more. I give a little bit more detail about Jagannath Balaji. We get very happy, especially in Johannesburg. We have several devotees that joined us that come from the Swami Narayan group. The Swami Narayan group. And they also attend to worship the Devi, especially the ladies. And we have also people coming from the Vallabhasa. So we tell them, no, you can still worship the Devi. How? Subhadra. And we give them exactly what happens. Why Durga came to Subhadra. So we tell them, do you want to worship Durga because of Kamsa's consciousness? Understand the point? See? So in one sense, when Subhadra is filtered through the touch of the consciousness of Kamsa, she becomes Durga. He said, no, we don't want to do that. So worship the origin of Durga. Subhadra. Is that alright? I don't know how much time we should stop. We'll take questions at the end. Some other time also. We have to stop.
There's this question.
No, but the answer may be long. Question may be short, but answer may be. So we can take questions. I'm here for a week. Don't forget your question. You write it down so that you get a chance again. Also, other hands up.
But this is a crucial question.
Cannot be insistent. You know why? Because we've got to follow the program for the day. And other devotees have come and they left the show. But your question is important for the sake of everyone. So you can ask the question for the sake of everyone tomorrow evening. Your question will be first.
So I'm asking.
How are you? When I continue the discussion.
I'll wait till tomorrow.
But you should take prasad normally, take rest nicely. Don't think I have to ask the question. That's all right. Okay?
Thank you.
So tomorrow evening, you will ask the first question. We're going to have the downstairs. The sound is better. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Ananta Puri Vaishnava.